News from Oroville, November 14th, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka, and in studio, a lot of people.
Chloe, Christophe, Danielle, Suda, Velu, Samuel, and volunteers.
Well, the volunteers, actually, they are Chloe and Carol, that are doing a lot of programs. They are students from France, and they're journalist students, and we are very happy to have them.
Very happy indeed. Well, the weather forecast today through Sunday night shows an overcast sky, chances of thunderstorms and rain, a 90% chance tonight. Temperatures 23 to 29 degrees with north-northwest winds between 11 to 36 kilometers per hour. And here's Rajiv talking about a live science project at Deepanam School.
This is studying about animals, as children call it. Children actually wanted to learn about animals very much. And I have seen the children very, very enthusiastic about knowing whether it's insects, snakes, anything, animals. They just want to know about animals. And I myself have been, since the beginning I have come to Oroville, sort of doing a research on snakes of Oroville. So I have been actually locally named the snake boy of Oroville, since whenever they have problems with snakes in any community, or they call me, and normally it's in the middle of the night, and I have to go and catch this snake. And children know about this, and that's why they were very, very interested in learning more about animals from me. So this project here at Deepanam, we call this place the Life Science Laboratory, where we have just started a month back. We have just finished the construction and started keeping fishes and snakes, and now even some girls wanted to keep lizards and frogs. And they're very happy to be able to connect, to be able to keep and learn, like see how, what they eat, what they do, how friendly they can be, because the normal conception is snakes are always dangerous. So children see actually that no, snakes can be, I mean, they're not really that scary. It brings a very nice feeling in the children. And I think in our way of education, where it's really child-oriented, we give this experience to the child to really discover what these animals are and how important they are to nature and to us.
The Laboratory of Evolution, that's LOE, would like to invite everyone to visit the LOE website. Its growing resources include information and articles on various topics concerning evolution, human unity, and the yoga of Mother and Sri Aurobindo. Everything from scientific discoveries to spiritual awakenings, social experiments, personal reflections will be offered over time. The website is www.laboratoryofevolution.net. Includes documents in 6 different languages. Anyone interested in helping or with questions, contact Bhaga, that's BHAGA, at oroville.org.in. Or Noel, N-O-E-L, at earthyoga@hotmail.com. A theater workshop based on the 7 children of the basement, the 7 Kellerkinder, Gali method, founded by Jay Gali in the early 80s. This method makes the lightheartedness and liveliness of spontaneous acting the basis for personal growth. By acting out your inner characters, you develop the ability to see your own true self. As a result, you may come to change your current life situation. Offered at Verite Hall, Saturday the 15th, 4 to 7 p.m., and Saturday the 15th, 9:30 to 4:30. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians.
And thank you for listening.